We have cadaver dogs that will be here from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, and we will be using those to try to locate the victims, Dan and Stephanie. We are confident that they are deceased and that they are still here on the property.
A couple was reported missing after not showing up for church on Sunday. Now, their neighbor is behind bars for their murders. Hello and welcome to the LA Local for August 30th. I'm Sam Benson Smith. Up next, a doctor charged in connection with the death of Matthew Perry is free on bond after appearing in federal court today. We'll have more details on his plea deal. And it's August 2014. Californians are talking about banning plastic grocery bags. The Earth is having its hottest year on record, and Hozier and Charlie XCX have hits on the Billboard Hot 100. Now, it's August 2024. Californians are talking about banning plastic grocery bags. The Earth is having its hottest year on record, and Hozier and Charlie XCX have hits on the Billboard Hot 100. That's all coming up, but first, this. A man has been arrested on suspicion of murder in the deaths of his two neighbors who lived in a nudist community in the Redlands area. The victims, Stephanie and Daniel Menard, were reported missing after not showing up for church on Sunday. Carl Baker with the City of Redlands shared an update on the investigation this morning.
Last night at about 9:30, we located that subject and he was arrested. He has been charged with murder and the couple's death. The suspect is Michael Royce Sparks, 62 years old, and he was a neighbor of Dan and Stephanie's. We had to secure the scene overnight to make sure that it was safe for personnel to enter. We have cadaver dogs that will be here from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, and we will be using those to try to locate the victims, Dan and Stephanie. We are confident that they are deceased and that they are still here on the property.
As of Friday afternoon, authorities said that cadaver dogs had detected at least one body on the Sparks' property. Police are still searching for a motive. One of the doctors charged in the overdose death of actor Matthew Perry made his first court appearance today. My colleague Natalie Tavidian was at the federal courthouse in downtown LA and has the story.
Mark Chavez, he is one of five people charged in the October death of Friends star Matthew Perry, facing federal charges, including conspiracy to distribute ketamine. Today, Chavez agreed to surrender his medical license to the California Medical Board at his arraignment. He's not able to practice medicine anymore. It was one of the conditions of the $50,000 bond set by the judge, who also read him a long list of provisions. Some of these include work. Chavez can get a job, but just not practicing medicine, cannot use or possess illegal drugs. He cannot use marijuana either. He will have to undergo regular drug tests. If he violates any of these, an arrest warrant can be issued. He could lose that $50,000 bond. Chavez agreed to all this. His attorney, Matt Bittinger, spoke with us after the arraignment. When asked what his client, Chavez, would say to Matthew Perry's family.
I'm afraid I can't answer that question other than to say that we're incredibly sorry that someone lost their life. It doesn't matter that he was a famous celebrity, and I know that he was incredibly universally loved by all, and it's a shame that what happened here, but he's incredibly remorseful that at the end of the day, someone who was trying to seek treatment died.
So we don't know the next court date yet. Chavez is expected to change his plea to a guilty plea at that next court date.
Attorney and former federal prosecutor Nima Ramani says prosecutors are far more interested in going after Jasveen Sanga, the so-called ketamine queen, and Dr. Salvador Placentia. Chavez's plea deal and cooperation with prosecutors in the cases against Placentia and Sanga will help him avoid major prison time. It's happening. The freeways are starting to choke up. Your coworkers are bragging about their weekend plans. A friend you haven't heard from in months is asking you to drive them to the airport. It's Labor Day weekend, and today is the busiest day of the bunch. My colleague John Baird braved the crowds of LAX Terminal 7 to give you a look into that mouth of madness.
Travelers knew they needed to get to the airport early to beat the crowds and avoid missing their flights, but people were thrilled, like this family from Lake Elsinore. They were going places.
We love it. We do it all the time. We love it.
On Labor Day weekend?
Yes, of course.
Where are you guys heading?
Hawaii.
That's horrible. How long are you going to be? This is a vacation?
Yes, just a little mini vacation.
When are you coming back?
Monday night.
So what do you guys think?
I'm really excited.
Are you and you?
I'm excited too.
But who wouldn't be with a long weekend in paradise? And yet another traveler heading overseas was struggling to catch her flight. It's not a lot of fun when you're dealing with the Labor Day crush.
I don't think I was going to do it again.
It's too much hassle?
Yes.
Too crowded?
Not crowded. It's just not knowing. I'm supposed to be on Lufthansa, but they sent me over here. They sent me to Terminal 3. It's just too confusing.
The upside is she's going on vacation in Italy. An officer at LAX reiterated that travelers arrive very early for their flights, especially international flights, because sometimes you check in at one terminal and fly out of another.
This is expected to be the busiest Labor Day weekend for airline travel in human history, according to the TSA. Well, they didn't phrase it like that, but you get my point. And in case you thought faring the roads might be a better option, well, think again. Doug Shoup with AAA spoke with us about the busy roads and where exactly Southern Californians are heading this long weekend.
The top destinations will be San Diego, Anaheim, the Grand Canyon, and California's Central Coast. So we know that the busiest roadways will be the 5. The 405 will be busy. The 101 will be busy. So you want to plan for that extra traffic congestion out there and give yourself plenty of time to get to those holiday destinations.
So the airport's too packed, the freeway is a parking lot, and you're sick and tired of mini golf. So you decide to take advantage of one of the major perks of living in LA, the beach. But not so fast. Just don't blindly toss a dart on a coastal map. You're going to want to hear this first. According to the LA County Health Department, a dozen local beaches will be shut down because of a 7,000-gallon untreated sewage spill originating at Sunset and PCH in the Pacific Palisades. That spill entered a storm drain, and now you need to avoid Will Rogers State Beach, Topanga Canyon in Malibu, as well as Mother's Beach and Marina Del Rey and around the Santa Monica Pier. Although those latter two consistently have high bacteria levels, so maybe don't swim there anyway. The full list of beach closures is on our website, knxnews.com. Now, if that news about nasty shorelines has you reconsidering that beach day, maybe opt for some tunes instead. Harbor City is hosting a big old jazz festival on Sunday. My colleague Craig Figner talked about it with Councilmember Tim McCosker.
On Sunday, we are having the inaugural, the first ever Harbor City Jazz Festival, and we're going to do this in Molloy Park, right across the street from Kaiser Permanente. So folks know it's on Vermont, and it's going to be 6 or 7 jazz groups are going to be playing in the park, and it's going to be beautiful. So from noon till 6 p.m. on Vermont in Molloy Park.
You know, when it comes to jazz music, people can get very picky about the certain types of jazz. Do you have a favorite?
I don't personally have a favorite, but I do know that the folks that are curating this event have a wide variety. They have different kinds of jazz, including some local bands, and apparently there's one special guest that were folks that are aficionados of jazz are going to be excited about.
Ooh, I like this, a surprise. Is it free?
It is totally free. I stepped on the lead. It is totally free, and it's going to be great. We've raised the money for it. It's going to be really, really nice.
Cherish that overflowing plastic bag full of plastic bags under your sink. It may soon be a thing of the past. Again, that's next. California lawmakers have passed 2 bills that would make it illegal for grocery stores to provide any plastic bags for shoppers. The measures are now expected to go to Governor Gavin Newsom, who hasn't gone on record yet about the proposed laws, but he has a track record of pushing through legislation to reduce plastic waste. Now, does this all sound familiar? It is. In October 2014, Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation banning supermarkets from handing out disposable plastic grocery bags. To replace them, stores started dishing out those 10-cent bags with a little bit more heft that were intended to be reused. But do people actually reuse them? A recent study from nonprofit advocacy group CalPERG said, no, we really don't reuse them. Just 2% of Californians polled reported back that these reusable grocery bags were reused on future shopping trips. So if these new bills become law, say goodbye to plastic grocery bags. Once again, sunrise, sunset. And that's the LA Local for August 30th. So what'd you think? Fire feedback over to LALocal@knxnews.com and give us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars would be great. And if you like the show, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, tune in to KNX News 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News, and or download the Odyssey app and search KNX to hear all the latest updates on LA. I promise you, we'll be on it. I'm Sam Benson-Smith. Have a good one.